Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Noon hour on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Phone lines are open, 404-726-0929. We will talk with as many Falcons fans as we can over the next 15 minutes or so. Maybe get back into this a little bit at the top of the 1 o'clock hour. I know Mondays following Falcons games, especially following like really frustrating Falcons losses, tend to be dedicated mostly to that. Wild weekend in college football.
Yeah, man.
Like, just great games all over the place on Saturday. Georgia finds a way again, as they always do. Georgia Tech stepped on that rake, like, kind of thought maybe they would down the stretch. It's just hard to go undefeated in big-time college football, and they got a dose of offense in Raleigh on Saturday night. But, you know, Haynes King was great, and they're still in it. They're still everything in front of them and all that. And then some more coaches got fired.
Yep, which is not surprising. And who got fired? Not surprising.
Yeah, man.
So that on the
scored 3 points.
Three damn points. You're known for offense?
Yeah, you're the offense.
Three damn points.
3 points.
Three damn points?
Yeah.
So shuffling quarterbacks.
Auburn's open. Add it to the list.
Yeah, man.
There's some big-time jobs open in college football right now, man. But we'll spend a lot more time on that tomorrow. But we'll get back into it a little bit in 20 minutes. Again, if you want to jump on hold and talk Falcons, 404-726-0929. We'll start with Devin in Kansas City, who has been hanging on since the 11 o'clock hour. So thank you for your patience, Devin. How are you?
Yeah, that's cool. Y'all ain't want to talk to me. It's all right, though.
Yep, I told him. I saw the call log say, no, we don't want to talk to Devin.
Screen is called.
I know y'all did. That's how y'all do me. It's all good, though. Two things, though. So I'm not going to harp on the whole Zach Robb thing, 1-for-10 on third down, stuff like that. I mean, we get it. I feel like we can improve. My other thing is, who the hell else other than Drake London is in that wide receiver room? I'm including Darnell Mooney.
Yep.
Like, that's right. I can't blame Pennies, or I can't even tell the type of progression he's making, because, hell, it seems like he only trusts one damn receiver, right?
Yeah.
And my other thing is, we're 3-5. I'm not losing faith on the season at this point, but at this point, we got contracts coming up. We don't got a first rounder next year. At what point do we make that decision on whether we start selling and getting the most we can out of guys that won't be here?
Well, you got to make a decision in 24 hours.
Yeah, because the trade deadline is tomorrow. Yeah, the
trade deadline is coming up.
They're not going to do that.
They're not going to do that.
I could tell you pretty confidently that they're not going to do that. They need these guys that are on this roster right now to win so they don't get fired.
Exactly. The whole thing with the whole Drake London thing, that's what he trusts. Mm-hmm. He trusts Drake. Not saying he don't trust Moody or anything like that, but he trusts Drake. He trusts Kyle.
Yeah. Well,
and then that's why, you remember what I said this yesterday? I said it early in the show. It comes over players, right? Players. He's your number one wide receiver. He's supposed to get all the damn balls. Mm-hmm. So you know what? We can talk about the not reading the field and everything like that. I got to go to this guy.
Yeah, he might be reading the field.
He might be reading the field. And Drake's the one that's open.
Yeah, I mean, look, I get the question for sure. I don't even think it was a criticism, certainly not of Drake. But, I mean, when Drake's got 9 for 118 and 3 touchdowns,
you keep throwing the ball.
You kind of get it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're 3 for 3 in the red zone because he kept throwing it up to Drake. It's wild, though, when you kind of dig into some of the numbers. Between Drake, Bijan, and Kyle Pitts, 31 targets, they only threw the ball 37 times. Mm-hmm. So that's all to those guys.
Players.
Mooney's been hurt, but he's healthy-ish now. This is the healthiest he's been. Him and Penix have no track record together.
No.
Because remember, all those numbers that he was putting up last year, that was with Kirk.
Mm-hmm.
And all the reps that he got in training camp last year, that was with Kirk.
Mm-hmm.
We talked to him last year in the summer and asked him, what's it like catching the ball from Penix?
He
said, I don't know.
Yep.
It's like, oh, right. I guess he's right. You wouldn't have.
It would be better if Moody was more involved.
It would be.
It would be better.
It probably would be happening if he would have. He was not in.
He wasn't in camp all year. He wasn't in camp. Exactly.
There's just no comfortability with him whatsoever. And then it is an extreme drop off after there.
Yes.
Obviously Drake London is very, very good and having a really good year. One of the best days, actually the best day of his career yesterday. Mooney, we've seen it, so you want to see more of it, but you haven't seen it with him and Penix. I mean, there's no connection between the two of those guys right now. Casey Washington was hurt again, so he didn't play. Ray Ray's not on the team anymore. Mm-hmm. David Sills doesn't know where to line up, so you can't really trust him.
Yep.
And beyond that, it's practice squad elevation.
And then that's what I'm saying. That's why I still think Kyle has to get more. Kyle got to get more. I think he got to get more. I thought he was good again yesterday. I understand, on some of those third downs, there's nothing down there. So you dump it to Kyle,
yeah.
And hopefully you can, because that's what like three of the first downs, third downs were, dump it to Kyle, and hopefully Kyle could find a way to get two more yards. That's where it mostly was. It was like third, and it was like third and eight, and he would get six.
And he almost got it.
And he almost got it like two times.
But he's got to break seven tackles
exactly,
to get there.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly, which is why they're 1-for-10 on third down yesterday. Brandon is in Kennesaw. Hey, Brandon.
What's going on over there, my boys? How y'all doing?
Pretty good, Brandon.
Hey, guys. I mean, there's so much to talk about, dude. I don't even know where to start. I guess I want to start off with saying, I'm feeling pretty good this year. I told myself I'm not going to get emotionally involved. And I suggest everyone else do the same, man, because they just break your heart every time. But with that said, it's like, where do we go, man? Do we look at the coach? Do we look at the OC? Do we look at, the culture? When it comes to this Falcons, I try to stay away from the curse, man. I try to be positive, and I try to feel all these things. And, man, just at the end of the day, it's always just the weirdest stuff that happens to the Falcons, dude. Like, it's crazy, going back to the Super Bowl or going back to the Marcus Mariota grenade toss or going back to the Panthers 30-0 or less yesterday doing six sacks, four turnovers, and it's like we still lose, man. I don't even know where to turn at this point, guys. I really call to tell everybody, just be a fan from afar. Your heart and your soul will feel better about it. So, hey guys, I appreciate the time, boys. Y'all have a good one.
Thank
you,
Brandon.
All right, man.
I mean, I don't know that people can.
Can't quit you
if you're still in it. You're still in it.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you're in it now, today, if it's November 3rd, 2025, and you're still riding with this team, you're not going anywhere.
You're not going to damn place.
Yeah, they gave you plenty of off-ramps, and you're still on there. And I respect you for it. And, again, that's if that works for Brandon, that's fine. But, you're invested in it. It's your team. You want them to win. They represent your city. That's what it is. And it's wild that every Sunday they seem to find a different way to do it to you.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's just – it's that continuous, knowing it's about to happen, and – not shocked when it does happen, and that's you're more shocked that it happened. You know what I mean? Like, we might have been shocked if he would have made that extra point.
I would have been shocked. Here's what would have shocked me is if instead of the intentional grounding penalty, that drive turns into a field goal range drive.
Yeah.
Parker Romo makes the field goal and you win the game 26-24. I would have been shocked. But of course that didn't happen.
No.
Of course not. I mean, that never would have happened. Because if they would have gotten into field goal range, you know what would have happened.
Yes.
Either they wouldn't have gone to him because they don't trust him, because they've already done that a couple times, and they would have had to been forced to go for it on fourth and long. Or he would have missed it.
Yep.
And then you'd be even more mad at him.
Or he got blocked.
Or it got blocked or something like that. Exactly. And returned the other way. Or that would have been the worst. He would have made the extra point. Anyway.
Yeah.
No, no one's shocked, but they're still mad, understandably. Amin is in Tucker. Hey, Amin.
Hey, gents, how are y'all doing today?
Pretty good.
I have a question. I've been watching Red Zone, watching other offenses, watching other play callers, other coaches, receivers and quarterbacks, and I see quarterback and receivers getting hit in stride. Is it just me, or does it seem like Penix cannot consistently hit any receiver in stride?
Thank you.
He misses. Oh, yeah. I think that, a lot of times Michael is not anticipating where to put the ball. And that comes with time and all those other different things, sped up clock. But, I think the one thing about Michael is that he's got to get better with his touch. He's definitely got to get better with his footwork, because your footwork allows you to make those throws in stride and things like that. The pocket, a lot of those guys you see, the pocket is there. They're able to step into throws. But, yeah, there's so many factors around this young man. He has all the talent in the world. He's got to refine his skills. He's got to refine the little things that make quarterbacks great.
I also think just like specifically to what Amin is talking about, a lot of the passes that they're throwing are to the sideline.
Yes.
So guys are catching the ball on the sideline or immediately getting tackled because it's in that part of the field. They don't do a lot of over-the-middle stuff.
And he needs to do that.
Absolutely.
And I think that
the fact that that just doesn't
– it does not exist. They throw outside the numbers because that's what he does best.
That's what he does best.
He's got to learn – just imagine having a guy like Kyle Pitts with a guy like Michael that can throw it. If he would just throw the ball inside the numbers, they don't.
Because
they don't throw. You know what? They throw it, but they throw hitches and they throw slants.
And that's also
they don't throw seams.
Those are also designed to not lead the receiver. Yes. Right? He's coming back to him, so he's putting it on him and he's getting tackled. Yeah, no. Those are the routes that lead to guys being hit in stride.
Yes,
like the Waddle touchdown from 2 weekends ago. Falcons don't run that.
No, they don't.
It would be great if they did, but Penix, I don't know. I mean. That's something that he didn't do a lot in college. Clearly, it's something that he must not be very comfortable with. But
you better learn.
He better. Yeah, he better. I mean, these are the things, like, you can't be a top-flight NFL quarterback and, like, I don't really like to run or throw over the middle.
Can't do that.
Like, what?
Can't do that.
You have to do everything.
You got to do everything. He has to refine his game more and more. Comes with experience. It comes with being comfortable. That's why they don't do a lot of play action. I just don't think he's comfortable with turning his back to the defense. I know, and I love Zach's explanation when he was talking about why they like the pistol. I get it. Get out of it. Mm-hmm. And now, is this a case where Michael's not comfortable? He's always been in the shotgun. Is he not comfortable coming up on it? We're gonna split the difference. Well, Kurt was always comfortable under the center, and y'all went with that damn pistol until you didn't.
Right. So that was more about the play caller being comfortable. And again, we asked him last year because we were doing the coordinator interviews in weeks. We asked him like, what, straight up, what personnel are you most comfortable in? And he told us, and I was like, all right, well, okay, there's your answer.
Yeah,
there it is. And that was last year. It was 11, and that was last year. Now it seems like he's grown a little bit from that.
But they didn't do a lot of 12 yesterday.
They really didn't.
Yeah, they didn't do a lot of it yesterday.
Because they didn't run the ball.
Yeah.
Like, they abandoned the run before the game kicked off yesterday.
Exactly.
Which, again, I know New England's good at taking the run away, but still, like, your best player is your running back.
So, I mean, but again, he touched the ball 20 times. A lot of those were, like,
they didn't work.
As Dave likes to say, extensions of the run. But he did get the 4 yards or the 5 yards like that. Yeah. So they looked at it from that standpoint. But I thought the perimeter blocking was awful because there were plays out there for Bijan on those screens. If you hold your block a little while longer, he's going to get through there.
Yeah.
Going to get through there.
Yeah. All right. Rob's in Decatur. Hey, Rob.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How are you, Rob?
Hey, Rob.
I'm good, man. I just want to touch bases on, man. I can't get past Zach Robinson, man. Fans been clamoring to install the play action. Third quarter, right before the intentional grounding, he runs a play action and throws and looks like a screen into the action, and it was wide open on the backside had it been schemed correctly. I can't do much more of that, guys. I can't do much more of that.
I appreciate it.
Rob. I got bad news for you, bud.
He ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, he's got 9 more of them at least.
Yeah, he ain't going nowhere.
And hopefully more.
Hopefully more.
Hopefully they win their way out of it.
He ain't going nowhere. Yeah, like, the play caller ain't where it needs to be. It definitely was an improvement from the previous week.
Yeah, but you know.
But still.
The bar was on the floor.
Exactly. Yeah, you know, and still.
Yeah.
You know, but they did. They scored in the red zone, Andy. The plan A became the plan B, as you pointed out earlier in the show. They came out throwing the football. They felt like they can have some success against this Patriots team throwing the ball, which they kind of did. But then when you saw them, like, in the third and fourth quarter mixing the run, Bijan was hitting it for 7 yards.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So go back to it. Mm-hmm. You know, go back to it. But I thought, you know, they wanted to do everything they could. Because one thing I hate Bijan too far away from the ball. You know what I mean? I know he can do different things and everything, but I hate when he's all the way on the outside of the numbers. He's the third receiver out there.
Yeah.
No, bring him a little closer.
And again, he did catch one out there.
He did.
And I think that might have been their one third down conversion.
You're right. It was a little hitch.
He hit him out there on the sideline. He drilled that throw into Drake on the fourth down in the fourth quarter too. But yeah, man, I mean, that's one of the other really strange things about yesterday. I guess it's not strange. We've come to expect it at this point, but it's not just inconsistency week to week. It's almost inconsistency drive to drive with the offense. Like they would go out and put together like a pretty impressive 5-play, 53-yard, you know, multiple first downs picked up, multiple minute drive, and then come back 3 plays punt. And then come back seven plays, 40, you know what I mean?
You're consistency moving down, from drive to drive.
And then come back three plays, punt.
Yep.
Like, they had as many three and outs yesterday as they had sustained drives.
Yeah, yeah. Consistency in and out the drive is where you get your rhythm from. It's where you get more plays as far as not – I mean, it's back-to-back weeks that they've – giving away at least 10 minutes of time possession to the other team.
And that's even with really doing a good job in the fourth quarter. With that, they had a nine-play drive like to that, start the quarter, 12-play drive to score to and almost tie.
What was that, that first drive out of the halftime? New England had like 7 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
It was like
15-play, 8.5-minute drive.
Yeah, to come out. So that takes it away from you and everything like that.
And then the Falcons went 3-0.
Yes. And there you go.
Yep.
And there you go.
There you go.
I mean
– now, luckily – Drake threw that interception immediately on that next drive and gave the Falcons some life.
Like that's one of the things where you're like, okay, hurry up. Don't review it.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, you don't know. You got his hands underneath the ball. We don't know.
You couldn't tell.
Let's go. Come on.
It was like that the Florida catch, right? Like they showed that thing from every angle.
But I was like, it hit the ground.
It looked like it did.
It didn't know that. It looked like it did.
They called it that it hit the ground. It looked like it did.
It hit the ground. Don't say it looked like it. Can I make you think that you
think? Well, what's the difference? It looked like it hit the ground.
No, it hit the ground.
Well, they said it, called it hit the ground.
What you think?
They reviewed it. I think it hit the ground.
Okay, then. Say it like that, then.
No, but that's what I mean. Like, it looked like it hit the ground, but then they showed it for, like, 10 minutes. The Drake one, they didn't show it all, which is good.
Yeah, I just don't like how you say it for some reason.
Hey, man, you guys won the game. Don't be worried about how I'm saying stuff. It hit the ground. It looked like it hit the ground. They called it that it hit the ground.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Ground?
You keep saying it looked like it. It hit the ground.
The incomplete pass was the one that I was sure of. I was like, obviously his hand was coming forward. How could the ball go forward if his hand wasn't going forward? I don't know. What are we wasting time for?
They wasted a lot of time.
They wasted a lot of time. All right. We'll come back and get back into the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.